AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The G7 summit is expected to produce a proclamation on Ukraine. Leading up to the summit, President Obama met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the current strains with Russia are not similar to the Cold War.
There, I think, are some who, particularly President Putin, who try to sort of restart or reignite a Cold War mentality. But that certainly is not the perspective of the United States or other members of the G7.
British Prime Minister David Cameron said he would push for Europe to stand firm with sanctions against Russia. Ukraine's Border Guard Service says one of its cutters exploded while on patrol off the ashore of the strategic port city of Mariupol. Six crew members were injured. There's a search going on for a seventh. Police say the boat hit an explosive device but didn't give any further details. There's a report out of Canada. Officials are concerned two convicted killers who escaped from a prison in upstate New York may try to enter Canada through Ontario or Quebec. Safety alerts have been broadcast to police officers in the Greater Toronto Area. The prison is not far from the Canadian border. The ranking Democrat on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, Adam Schiff, says it should be known soon who pulled off the cyber attack on the Government Office of Personnel Management.
We've gotten very good at attribution. It's hard work, but we do it well now. And there are only two possibilities here with an attack this sophisticated, either a state actor or a group of very sophisticated private hackers who often work in concert with the state.
Schiff was on Fox News Sunday. The attack involves about 4 million government employees. A new AP survey finds abortions have declined in states with new laws that make it harder to have an abortion. The numbers also dropped in states where abortion rights are protected. Prime Minister David Cameron says Britain will send troops to Iraq to train troops against the Islamic State. This is AP Radio News. The French Open ends with an upset.
Stan Wawrinka was simply irresistible after dropping the first set to Novak Djokovic 6-4. The Swiss turned the match around with an explosive brand of tennis that proved too much for the world number one. Wawrinka's backhand was sublime as Djokovic wilted under the strain of trying to win Roland Garros for the first time. 4-6, 6-4, 6-3, 6-4 the score. Wawrinka's second Grand Slam title. Djokovic's quest for a career slam must wait. Matt Brown, Paris.
Kyrie Irving is out with a broken kneecap for the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 2 of the NBA Finals in Oakland tonight. Steph Curry's Golden State Warriors have a one-game-to-none advantage.
We just got to be ready and stay locked in and focused on guarding everybody on the floor and sticking to our game plan.
It's been a rough playoffs for Cleveland. The Cavs lost Kevin Love to injury earlier in the playoffs. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.